This is Andrew with Geek News Central coming to you from the Gadget Show live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Chris from Super Marionovation.
Is it Super Marionovation?
Hello. Who have an underwater jetpack. No, really, they do. Okay, Chris, tell us a bit more.
Okay, so the underwater jetpack, well, it is exactly what it says on the tin. It's an underwater jetpack. So the core of it is a backpack that you wear that contains the control, the batteries, everything like that. And then on each of your forearms, you strap on a hydro thruster, and they deliver the power. So they're basically digital motors, intra-propeller, which is held within the nozzle that develops thrust. We're kicking about 30 kilos of thrust out of each arm, and that's going to propel you 6 to 7 miles per hour underwater, which doesn't sound a lot when you say, yeah, 6 miles an hour, but believe me, underwater, you really feel that. It's quite an intense experience.
Excellent. And what was the inspiration for this?
The original concept came from my brother Simon. His inspiration was basically he did a skydive. He's quite intensely afraid of heights. He kind of enjoyed the rush of falling, but then the parachuting being there was not for him. And so he thought about, well, how can I recreate something like that, but in a slightly safer environment potentially where I'm not going to fall? So he looked at doing something underwater. I thought, okay, can we recreate that skydiving experience? He brought the idea to me. Now, I mean, I'm terrified of heights. I've never been skydiving. But for me, when he spoke about an underwater jetpack, I immediately went back to all the experiences I've had snorkeling and seen all this lovely stuff. Fish and corals and things. They're just out of reach. You know, by the time you get there, you're out of breath and you come back up. So I thought, okay, for me, this thing's going to get me down there under the water deep quite quickly. I can spend some time looking, hands-free, taking photos, and then return safely to the surface. So, yeah, we both came in this different ways, but the core idea was born there. And really, we just sat down, sketched it out, decided one day to buy a 3D printer, and went from there.
Very good. So if you like, the shell's 3D
printed.
Okay, so the shell, if you like, is 3D printed?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the internals are not, but absolutely everything else is 3D printed, all of the external stuff. Including the backpack piece. This is a hard shell 3D printed case that we have to print in separate pieces and assemble. Now that is something we're looking at getting done in a different manufacturing process, and we pressure form eventually, and we're just looking at some tooling made for that now, because it's quite a labour intensive process, but certainly we're looking to keep the main thruster parts. We're looking to keep 3D printing as our manufacturing process of choice. Now most people would tend to say use 3D printing for sort of prototyping, not for production, and a lot of people have pushed us towards going down the injection molding and things like that. There's a lot of limitations to injection molding in terms of the way you design the product, and not least of which as well is the cost. We've actually had this costed up, and you know, we'd have to sell a lot of jetpacks for a lot of years for this to break even versus getting a few 3D printers and doing it that way. And it also enables us to keep the design fluent. We can update this and change this constantly. So we're big fans of 3D printing, and we're going to hold on to that.
Okay. I guess in the back pack there's a rechargeable battery of some kind?
Yes, we run with lithium polymer batteries. Slightly different variations depending on, we've got a sport version of the jetpack and a pro version. The pro version we use lithium graphene batteries, which enable you to do a very fast charge, so the recharge time on that is about an hour. The sport version of the jetpack is lithium cobalt, I think. My brother's more the battery side of life, and there's a slightly slower charge time, slightly lower power charge. I think our charge is in about 5 or 6 hours.
Okay, and what sort of, if you like, swim time can you expect?
In average, you'll get about an hour's time in the water out of it. That's obviously not going full power perpetually. That's taken into account your limitations, your breath, stopping, starting again. Now, this is, underwater jetpacking is quite an intense experience. It wouldn't think it when you look at it, but it's actually quite physically straining on the body. So, you know, if you can last an hour with this thing on going in the water, you've done really well. You'll probably die before the battery dies. You'll just be pooped out.
Okay. And what sort of depth rating does it have on it?
We're rating this down to 10 meters. It's a combination of the equipment and also a safety feature. I suppose it's entirely up to the individual if they wanted to point straight down and go as deep as they could, but we're saying 10 meters because I think that's a nice safe depth, and you know, there's not too many places you can go beyond that and see too much of interest. So because we're aiming this mainly at swimmers and snorkelers. It's not a scuba device. We're keeping it in that surface region.
That's great. And obviously, you've been part of the British Inventors Project here.
Yes, we applied a little while ago, never expected to get anywhere, and then we're invited along to the finals today, so that's been absolutely brilliant. Didn't win, unfortunately, but you know, it's been a great experience. We're absolutely over the moon that we made it into the top 20, it's thrilled, and then we're getting some really great exposure here at the Gadget Show. It's fundamentally for us, is we want to get the underwater jetpack to people, so we've got to stand here where everyone can walk past and see it and feel in touch and see what we're doing and ask questions. That's brilliant.
Okay, and how far along are you towards production?
We're quite close. We've taken a few sort of custom orders, so we're not openly selling the jetpack at the moment, but basically the inquiries we have sold a couple, and we're really looking to launch officially towards the end of this year, probably November sort of time.
Excellent. And what sort of price point are we talking about?
Two versions will be available. There's a sport version, which is £4,000, the pro version, which is £8,000. There's a few differences. As I already described, there's differences in the battery management technology, and the charging, and also the pro version has a few custom CNC components on it and a much higher level of finish. It's kind of the superiority's polished, lovely toy.
It really does look great. If people want to know more, do you have a website?
We do. You can go to supermarinnovation.com or check us out on facebook.com/supermarinnovation. It's long to spell out, but if you just Google underwater jetpack, you will find us.
Chris, that's great. Look, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you for the interview. Cheers.